What do you have to lose by trying something new like Trump? What the hell do you have to lose? You have to lose. You have to lose.
Mr. Trump is so stupid. My God, my God.
We won with poorly educated. I love the poorly educated.
And we ought to have a prayer called the goddamn it prayer. Goddamn the hell, please.
Sean Spicer, our press secretary, gave alternative facts to that.
But you know what? You don't impeach people when they're doing a good job.
We're going to go in there. We're going to impeach the motherfucker.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Everybody, it's Crab Diving Live, hurtling at you from Pensacola, Florida, the Redneck Riviera, U.S. of A. It's a little bit after 2 p.m. on the Pacific Coast, a little bit after 5 if your ear holes are sucking us in live out east.
Please clap.
If it ain't that time, maybe you're listening to us as a rerun on the Crab Diving Network, streaming for you 24/7. Or methinks perhaps you have downloaded us as a podcast at your favorite podcasting application or at crabdiving.com. However, oh, I thought you were
approaching
the mic for which to comment.
No, I was waiting for the sound cue, and then I was going to say something. Because sometimes I step on the sound cue, and I hate that.
Oh. We have broken their back!
Yay. That's perfect.
However you're receiving us, we appreciate the fucking Tony out of it. We're going to be here for the next couple hours. Couple things to talk about. Festivus weekend on Twitter.
Jesus
for
Christ.
For Commander-in-Chief. All kinds of other shit. So right. Let's see what's going on in the world. Thanks for joining us, everyone. Strap in, strap on. And, oh, hey, tweet us during the show at Crab Diving, C-R-A-B-D-I-V-I-N-G.
Oh, yes, please.
We're also on the Facebook, and thank you so much to those that have purchased items from our Amazon link.
Yay!
On the banner at crabdiving.com or at crabdiving.com/Amazon.
You're making us rich, baby!
Really?
Hyperbole!
Oh.
They want to get you in a dungeon.
Oh.
Sure.
I got a lot of Alex Jones.
Most of these butch lesbians, they want to be the guy smacking the hot chick around.
Wait, that one goes on.
Oh, shit.
They want to be the guy smacking.
Most of these butch lesbians.
They want to be the guy.
Oh, you know what? I think everyone heard it but us. I think out the end for us
because
I think our audio is a little fucked up.
Goddamn.
Here in the studio. Thanks for joining us, as I said. Yay. My name is Patrick Vile.
My name's Ryan Pfeiffer. Welcome to the show, everybody.
Oh, wow.
I thought there was a recording.
No, I'm in a world of victory.
No, we just had a button fucked up.
No, I think it's our headphones thing. Our little headphone apparatus over there is maybe a little fuck it up.
Is Trump still president?
Who?
Donald Trump.
Oh,
he rapes people.
Is that real? That really happened?
Oh, yeah. It's not like that one season of Dallas.
I'm not passed out on tequila and have just hallucinated the last 3 years in a drunken haze?
I don't think so. I don't know. I'm not a doctor.
That's a big old buzzkill.
Yay. I'm not Trump's doctor. I'm not running around with a big baggie of Adderall. Whatever the fuck that's about.
He's the most healthy president ever since Taft.
Yay. He's got nice moobs. Taft.
Here we go. My drops are back.
Oh, good.
We can hear them. I don't know if you all heard them before.
Now, I'm going to pray in tongues for a moment. Sumaka sidi dalamuku. Mande kishiti kolora bashata.
Bam! I love that. I love the bullshit.
Over to the commie pinko liberal
Huff
Post.
Oh, wee wee.
Oh, I have to cough and sneeze. It was a really bad sneezy morning.
Is it allergies and global warming and things of that nature that are just attacking?
Yeah, sure.
It's sad. It's only going to get worse. as time marches forward.
Possibly.
Allergies.
Possibly better in some areas that turn into deserts.
No, that's true.
Your allergies would be great.
Right. What's it? I'm all dry. I'm not mucusy.
My doctor was like, move to Arizona. I was like, no, that's okay.
There's no water here. We're fucked.
I may pass in Arizona. L.A. was dry as fuck.
Oh, yeah, dude. Please. But if you ever got like a half inch of rain, that whole city would fucking shut down.
Paralyzed, yeah.
Oh, horrible.
Utterly paralyzed. Over to the commie pinko liberal HuffPo. The headline there saith, boomer angst. Biden's base is getting nervous. Well,
oh shit.
You know, looking at the numbers that are out there, I may tend to agree.
Yeah.
And a lot of the news that comes out of his camp and like the weird shit, like the, he already called somebody like a lying. Oh God, now I gotta look it up.
I don't know.
It was very weird. It was some line. I think they found out from a John Wayne movie.
Right.
He called somebody like a lion sack of
He dropped the John droppings. Wayne?
Something like
line?
That.
Line? Oh, my God. Was there John Wayne. Wow. Jesus Christ. Hey, nothing from Jimmy Stewart he could have? What the fuck? Although Donald Trump is much more John Wayne than Jimmy Stewart. Please.
There's still a lot of stuff going on about that picture of his orange face over the weekend.
Oh my God.
Do yourself a favor, everybody, if you didn't check that out online. And
that's funny.
That actually supposedly not photoshopped.
I believe it.
Across the lawn.
Listen, the guy lies. You know, he's allegedly a rapist. I'm sure he is, and he does all kinds of fucking bad shit. And when you're looking at his face, you can see that he does some weird tanning shit. And yeah, he's got those fucked up tan lines. It's crazy. Yeah. We can all see it. This man is crazy as fuck.
Joe Biden here in New Hampshire, after a New Hampshire voter asked why they should trust that he can turn his campaign around.
Right.
Hi, my name is Madison, and I'm an econ student at Mercer University. And, oh, awesome. So I'm going to be a little bit mean for a second, okay? So, so you're arguably the candidate with the greatest advantage in this race. You've been the vice president. You weren't burdened down by the impeachment trials. So, in the participation. So how do you explain the performance in Iowa, and why should the voters believe that you can win the national election?
It's a good question. Number one, Iowa's a Democratic caucus. You ever been to a caucus? No, you haven't. You're a lying dog-faced pony soldier. You said you were, but you're now.
Now he's joking. You know, he's saying it nicely.
You're a lying
dog-faced pony soldier.
What in the fuck does that mean? A lying dog-faced pony?
Well, exactly. It turns out it was from a John Wayne movie.
Jesus fucking dick, man. I mean, really?
He said it jokingly. You know what I mean? Like, he said, have you been to caucus? And I think she said yes. And he was like, you're a lying dog-faced pony soldier. You know, like that.
Yeah, I get it.
But, you know, a lot of people are angry that he referred to a woman as dog-faced.
Yes.
But it's, you know, just, you know, it's just one of
an odd random reference that he.
Well, and I would say, it's not his decline, though. This is him.
Yeah.
Like, he's been like that for a long time.
Right, right.
Joe Biden gaffes are decades old. I mean, that he's very gaff prone.
The thing is, he's an old fucking Democrat And he just doesn't fit what a lot of young progressives want, you know? But we're afraid that if someone like Joe Biden doesn't run, Trump will somehow exploit Bernie for being a socialist or what the fuck ever, and he'll win again. That everybody's terrified. I get where this question's coming from. It's scary.
The
hey, buddy.
What's going on with
God
you?
Damn. Did she Shelby get a contour yet?
Yeah, she's done. Really? She's done.
It's nice. We usually don't get this much mileage off of her barking.
Judge battle from both sides this morning. But
a little bit of Allie Velshi sneaking in there.
Talking with mayors.
It's on that story at the HuffPo.
Yeah.
Older voters are getting worried about Joe Biden.
Right. I mean, listen, how the fuck do you... I'm just talking about connecting with people.
Oh, my God.
Connecting with younger voters. We should all be concerned about that. The man just said, you're a dog-faced, lying
soldier.
Whatever the fuck that is.
You're a lying, dog-faced pony soldier.
It sounds insane.
Have at ya.
It sounds insane. And he's thinking the whole time, well, you never saw that John Wayne movie? It's really fun. It's a funny moment.
You're a lion, dog-faced pony soldier.
And somebody's like, John Wayne? Who the fuck is that? Oh.
Unless it was Genghis Khan. Then he would have said, God. You're a lion, dog-faced pony soldier.
If anybody's running for president, it's not a great idea. It's probably safe to not quote white people that were fucking born before 1970 or be real careful about it or some shit like that. You're a lion, dog-faced pony soldier. I wouldn't know what that meant unless you had told me.
Well, I nobody knew what it was. The only reason we're talking about it and know what it means is because of the internet.
He sounds like a fucking kook. And that's everybody's, that's the Joe Biden cell. He doesn't sound like a kook. That's his cell.
Yeah.
Right? He doesn't sound like a kook. He's mainstream, whatever the fuck that is. He's safe. I don't know that there's anything safe about a guy. I don't know, man. I know he didn't mean anything by that fucking John Wayne thing.
He said it jovially and
so stupid.
Like he wasn't trying to insult her. It was like, you know, ha, you're a lying sack of shit, ha, kind of thing,
right?
Older voters apparently. In
shut up. I mean, you know, what's better to have like Joe Biden run and it'll just be a fucking campaign full of bullshit like this, but maybe people will come out and vote for him and Trump will at least lose the election or the popular vote, you know,
but
or they run Bernie and it's
the Democrats need somebody to not only pull them out just to defeat Trump, but they a little bit of inspiration. And it doesn't seem like a lot of people are inspired by Joe Biden right
well,
now.
I would tell the Democrats this. I agree. Nobody's inspired by Joe Biden. But fuck that. You shouldn't need any. None of this should matter. Everyone should be breaking their dick to vote blue.
Now the Democrats have been paying attention, and now all of a sudden they're like, well, we've got Amy Klobuchar. We've got Mayor Pete in that lane. That they're kind of drifting from Biden to... A lot of those Biden voters went right in Iowa at that ridiculous caucus. A lot of those Biden voters went right to Mayor Pete.
Yeah. This is all insane, and I don't know what kind of inspiration the Democratic voters need. I think the inspiration should be, holy fuck, what if Trump is elected again? We're all fucked. That's the only inspiration fucking Democrats need. I mean, good God. It's so hard. You might as well, at least if you nominate Bernie, those motherfucking Bernie bros maybe will come out and do the right fucking thing.
Well, and this next part is what I was just going to say. It's Laura Norris, 62, says, as she watched the former vice president speak at a town hall on the eve of the New Hampshire primary. It's so sad. I feel really sad. You have to be brutal to take Trump on. I think his time has passed, she said of Biden.
Oh, yeah.
I wanted him to be good, but I feel sad.
Yeah. He's just, God, maybe the guy's too fucking old.
It says his edge with older voters has been his greatest asset so far.
Yeah.
But we've seen in these polls, although there's a new one out today, we've seen in these polls that when they break it down by age, Bernie kicks everybody's ass in the younger people.
Yeah.
And then Joe Biden kicks everybody's ass among older people.
Well, I don't know. I don't know. But maybe the safe bet is just to do whatever the Bernie bros want, those bullies, you motherfuckers. Everyone's terrified of you guys. That's what this whole election is about. Will the fucking Bernie bros vote blue in 2020? Or will they fuck us again?
We hope so.
Will they fuck us again?
If Bernie's the nominee.
And by the way, guys.
If Bernie's the nominee, they'll absolutely vote for him.
Well, good. Because guess what?
I'm assuming. Except a lot of them are Russian bots, so yes, they won't be voting.
You fucking idiots. The DNC is not Hitler. You know who Hitler is? Hitler. He's in office. Donald Trump is a fucking enemy. You goddamn idiots.
But Hillary is the most corrupt person ever. If you want us to vote Democrat, you have to run a good candidate.
You fucking dumb fucks. You fucking dumb fucks. Hillary Clinton would have had us out of the Iran deal. I don't think so. Would we be on the brink of war with Iran if Hillary Clinton was president? Fuck no.
Paris.
Oh, the evil DNC. Suck a cock.
There you go. We'll see what happens in New Hampshire. And he kind of bailed on New Hampshire for the past couple of days. And at one point was asked a question that kind of pissed people off. Cause he was like, well, you know, we didn't do great in Iowa and, we'll see what happens here.
Yeah.
But I'm really looking forward to South Carolina. He said that like in New Hampshire.
God damn. So he's conceding.
People are like, we're right here. Right. He's telling them, I don't give a fuck about you.
Yeah,
I don't give a fuck.
Horrible.
I don't give a fuck. I don't give a fuck. I don't give a fuck.
It's insane. So his plan is to lose all the primaries.
He's punting on New Hampshire because he knows. He sees the numbers. So he's like, fuck it. We're going to go to South Carolina.
Yeah.
He thinks they'll do a lot better.
Right, right. Well,
the dog's batshit right now.
The dog is. I know. I'm trying. You know,
she went on a good fast walk earlier.
She is a machine.
Yeah, she's full of energy.
Stop it.
Buy your dog food. I give her Canaday. It's called. If you can get it on Amazon, it's where I get it.
Don't get it. Don't get any dog that fucking food. Jesus, it's a super beast. Right.
It's very
now.
Healthy. Very fancy food. Let's see what else we got going on. Oh, let's see what's going on over the Drudge Report.
Yay! Don't bite my balls.
Well, you know, the Drudge Report.
Right.
Never been a big fan of the Oscars and all those liberal elites making fun of middle America.
Yes.
Sure enough, a picture of Joaquin Phoenix.
Right.
And then it says, politics dominates Oscars. Ratings fall to all-time low. I kind of concur. Who gives a fuck anymore?
Yeah.
I didn't watch 1 minute. And I'll be honest with you, I don't know that I could name two of any nominee in any category.
You know,
I have a SAG card.
Right, right. You care. You know, yeah. Here's what the Oscars and all these award shows look like to me.
Yeah.
White people giving rich white people statuettes and everyone thanking some weird sky god. I mean, to me, it seems bizarre. That's all. It just seems like rich people giving rich people trophies. Maybe people are falling out of love with that.
The other headline says, we're all parasites! Exclamation point.
God.
I don't know what that means.
We're all parasites. Jesus.
I saw this list earlier. It leads to the Daily Mail story.
Right.
So between the opening, well, the headline, which is a paragraph, and then all the bullet points, you're done. You don't even need to scroll. But then you can go through endless scrolling and read more of the story, if you like.
Nice.
And the award for the most self-righteous Oscars acceptance speech goes to... And it's just three dots, and then they say, Joaquin Phoenix lectures about animal rights.
Brad
Pitt slams impeachment trial. And Obama director urges... Listen to this. This is the Daily Mail. I guess this is bad. The Obama documentary director urges workers and workers of the world to unite.
How is any of that negative? Joaquin Phoenix is sticking out for for animals. Fuck him.
Joaquin Phoenix is a little on the batshit side, though. He launched, it says, into a passionate speech about animal rights, veganism, and speciesism.
Oh, shit.
While accepting his Best Actor Award for Joker.
Wow. Well, listen, I saw that movie, and yeah, give him a big statue for that. That's some crazy fucking shit.
Brad Pitt made a comment about Trump's impeachment trial. Did he slam? I just saw one comment where he said something like, they're giving me more time than they gave John Bolton in the Senate or something like that.
That's it.
Ba-dum-bum.
Little one-liner. And he got shit over that.
He may have said more. I didn't, like I said, I didn't watch, but the only clip I saw of Brad Pitt was him just saying that one line.
Mm-hmm.
This is very anti-celebrity. Joaquin Phoenix and Brad Pitt. This is the Daily Mail.
Hello.
Joaquin Phoenix and Brad Pitt led a chorus of complaining celebrities on Sunday night's Oscars.
Yes.
Where stars gave sermons on human rights.
God.
Animal rights and politics.
Listen, this is the problem. Speaking out against obvious tyranny and authoritarians and bullshit, sticking up for animals or looking out for people that aren't yourselves, it's just demonized by the right. I don't get it. That, like, this dog, I'm telling you.
Some animals can stick up for themselves.
She's a beast. She does.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's just like, I don't know what it is. The term virtue signaling. You know, all this shit. Right.
Nobody's social allowed justice
to,
warrior.
Yeah, nobody's allowed to speak out anymore. There's a lot of bullshit going on. Somebody's mad because a guy that produced the movie Obama was involved with said something politically. Wow, what a shocker. Of course.
I almost said River Phoenix. Joaquin Phoenix, who's a passionate vegan, won the coveted Oscar for Best Actor. After ordering the crowd to stop applauding him, he used his speech to talk about the artificial insemination of cows and how humans exploit and dominate animals.
That sucks, dude.
They say Pitt complained about President Trump's impeachment trial. Sigourney Weaver. What's wrong with this? Oh, my God, Ryan.
Yes.
Strap in for what Sigourney Weaver said.
Right.
She described all women as superheroes.
How evil. How evil.
Documentary filmmaker invoked Karl Marx. This is who wrote this?
Invoked Karl Marx by saying something positive
this
about labor.
Marlene Lenthang and Jennifer Smith for Daily Mail.
Hello.
I'm going to read them like Hyacinth now because that's what
Richard!
They fucking sound like. Renee Zellweger gushed over the unifying qualities of our heroes.
What does that mean?
About like women heroes. How dare these women run around referring to their women parts?
Good God. Listen.
Ow.
You know, at least to me, this is the one redeeming thing about these award shows. You know, it's all these rich fucking people there getting statuettes and giving. Hey, it's rich people giving trophies to rich people. But at least some of them use their platform to further nice causes, right? That's good.
Yes.
That's the one redeeming quality about these award ceremonies. When people aren't taking their weird ass sky guy and shit like that. Yeah, say something about animal cruelty or, you know, sexism. That's nice.
Well, it's better than listening to a litany of asshole producers and exec producers and money wielders who put together your whole stupid project or whether it's stupid or not.
Yeah, Obama was involved in a documentary, and the guy that produced that documentary, he said something that involved politics.
Gasp.
Wow, what a shock. What the fuck do you want him to say? Pull my fucking finger? I mean, God.
And the last one that's apparently causing outrage here.
Yes.
At the Daily Mail. Jojo Rabbit filmmaker Taika Waititi dedicated his award for best adapted screenplay to, quote, all the indigenous kids of the world.
Oh, how evil.
Oh, all these, look at him, virtue signaling.
Hey, what's more evil on the planet? All the indigenous children or the DNC? Which is more fucking evil?
God, these conservatives are just heartless.
You're rabid motherfuckers. God.
So there you go. That's the headline at the Drudge. Is all four headlines are all upset over these nasty celebrities, nasty liberal celebrities.
And I tell you what Man Baby wants to do. I guarantee you, Man Baby hears these things and he thinks, Jesus, I wish I could arrest Brad Pitt for
First
slander.
Of all, I should have had an Oscar for Home Alone.
Right.
Second of all, yeah, really, he should have, he'll want to round people up.
Yeah, he said that. He said that. He's like, I've been looking at the libel laws, whatever that means, when he blathers on about that shit. That's
not for him.
Yes.
Not for him. He can say and libel whoever he wants.
Yeah.
Adam Schiff is a sleaze bag.
Yes. Yes. You know, I was thinking about the, Adam Schiff is a fucking sleaze bag.
Right.
What Trump
and Nancy
said.
Is the worst person ever.
You know, Donald Trump is an authoritarian, right? And so I always think about our government in terms of what you're allowed to do in the system, you know, and how the system evolves or how the system fights against an authoritarian doing fucked up shit. But our government is an authoritarian government right now.
It's well on the way.
I wonder if the what I described isn't accurate anymore. Maybe it's like Democrats from the House and people trying to do things desperately to keep this from being an authoritarian government. You know? Mm-hmm. I don't know. So I'm just saying in terms of what Donald Trump can and can't do in terms of rounding people up, I don't know. He can do whatever he wants.
Well, we'll see. The Kellyanne today said that we should probably expect more firings after the acquittal.
Good God.
More people who testified.
Yeah. He wants to show
against him.
That listen, and if you're a Republican that stands up to Donald Trump, he'll fucking primary you.
Right.
But if you stand with Donald Trump, he'll give you money so you can run for office. What a great system.
God. This is, well, here's Trump's America. Here's conservative America.
Right.
And again, look what area it's affecting.
Yes.
This is from CBS News. A recent poll finds 90% of people surveyed agree on the importance of making healthcare more affordable.
Oh, shit.
Again, talk to anyone in the rest of the civilized fucking world.
Yes.
And tell them how much it cost when you broke your leg or how many,
or
what it cost when you had your baby or what
$10.
It cost. Yeah. With insurance. Even that sometimes
is the answer ever. We went into bankruptcy and I had to change my ID and start fucking.
They're aghast in other countries. They're like, wait, what? You
they
go bankrupt because you're sick? How barbaric is that?
God.
Welcome to America.
Right. Oh yeah.
They've found that there's something going on there's a county in rural Kansas.
Yes.
Ooh. if you're living in rural Kansas and you're listening, I don't take offense.
Right.
But holy shit.
But what's going on with you guys?
Rural Kansas, a county is jailing people over unpaid medical debt.
Oh, wow. So like debtor's prison?
We don't do debtor's prison anymore.
Well, I mean, that's the whole justice system, though, isn't it?
Well, that's where they're going to try to switch to now.
Yeah.
They've built up all this ridiculous credit card debt in everybody. Now they're going to replace, since they won't be able to throw black people in jail for weed anymore in most places.
So this is a
now
different.
They're going to switch it the Republicans,
yes,
again, are going to want to start throwing people in prison for debt.
So it's a different kind of debt. Yeah, it's like there's credit card debt,
but not rich people, of course.
Oh,
if they're
fuck
in debt
no.
And they miss payments. Oh, well, yes. That's okay because they're rich people and they're better than us. Trey and Heather Biggs' son Lane was diagnosed with leukemia at 5 years old. At the same time, the mom, Heather, was suffering from seizures due to Lyme disease.
Oh, my God.
She said, we had so many multiple health issues in our family at the same time, it put us in a bracket that made insurance unattainable.
So they're fucked.
Bless America.
Unattainable. Well, what that really means is you're not going to get the best health care.
Yeah, you're 5-year-old. Sorry.
Because of your bank account.
She said it would have made no sense. We would have had to have not eaten, not had a home. She was working two jobs.
Jesus Christ.
And they fell, but they fell behind on medical bills.
Right.
Then the unthinkable happened. She got thrown in jail over unpaid medical bills. How does this can't be legal.
Right. I don't know. That's so fucked up.
She went to jail for failure to appear in court for unpaid medical bills.
Oh, I see.
Oh, my God. I was scared to death. I'm a country kid. I had to strip down, get hosed, and put a jumpsuit on.
Because she couldn't pay for her medical bills. And that's why they served her papers. And she
bail was set at $500. This is another reason we need to get rid of the cash bail system.
Yeah.
Because it disproportionately discriminates against the poor.
Yeah.
Rich fuckers would wipe their ass with, would put five $100 bills out of their wallet and walk.
Yeah.
These people between them had $50 to $100, she said at the time their name.
Wow.
Coffeyville, Kansas, where the poverty rate is twice the national average. You guys are doing great in those red states.
Jesus. You know, it's so cynical. It's like, so, you know, those private prisons are down there. So you know, the area can be poor as fuck, but still those prisons are going to be making good money. That's ridiculous.
And here's the voice of evil. Attorney Michael Hassenplug.
9!
Who has built a successful law practice representing medical providers.
Damn!
To collect their debts.
Oh, shit.
I'm just doing my job, he says. They want the money collected. I'm just trying to do my job the best I can by following the law.
But that is unreasonable.
The attorney asks the court to direct people with unpaid medical bills to appear in court every 3 months to state they're too poor to pay in what they're calling a debtor's exam.
This is crazy.
If two hearings are missed, the judge issues an arrest warrant for contempt.
Oh, my God.
Bail set at $500.
So they're just turning. So it's the people that want to collect this debt somehow are getting the Justice Department to tighten the screws on them so they pay them. I mean, is that the idea? They're like, if you don't pay us off, we're going to fix it. So you're going to end up in jail.
Evil Satan's anal wart Hassenplug says he gets paid on what's collected. If the bail money is applied to the judgment, then he gets a portion of that. We're sending them to jail for contempt of court for failure to appear, he's saying. So he's like, they're not going to jail for for their debts.
Oh, yes.
They're going to jail because they're not showing up to court. But what does a court have getting involved in a civil matter?
Yeah.
In a debt matter.
And isn't that guy exploiting some insane loophole?
Well, yeah. And what an evil fuck.
Oh, yeah. Fuck that guy.
Sleeps at night like a baby.
Hey, you know, it not only... It's not like all the rich people have taken all the money and they own everything, right?
Right.
There's a few people own a vast majority of the money. Not only that, now you're left poor. And now, what, you just pick the bones?
The deputy director of the ACLU says it raises serious constitutional concerns. Quote, what's happening here is a jailhouse shakedown for cash that is the criminalization of private debt.
Right. It's a shakedown. So now you're in debt up to your ears, and then you're in jail. I bet a lot of these people can't make bail or can't get out of jail until they wait until a court date, probably.
CBS News went to court on Collections Day. They wouldn't allow our cameras in, but we watched more than 60 people swear they didn't have enough money to pay, and only one of them had an attorney representing them.
Because they don't have money for a fucking attorney. So then they have to navigate this labyrinth of bullshit.
And this isn't the kind of deal, even though there's no criminal charges, they will not, because there's no criminal charges, even though apparently there are criminal penalties, but there's no criminal charges, they won't provide you with representation.
God.
You're not allowed a free attorney for something like this.
I mean, this is evil. This is the demonization of the poor.
And is this everyone out there playing along?
Yes.
Is this conservatives or is this the liberals that do shit like this?
Who's the fucking enemy, you assholes?
If you elect Democrats, you think this shit's going to keep happening?
No, absolutely not. But you know what they'll say? They'll still say you'll have the for-profit prison industry,
which needs to go.
But those institutions are being eroded away, right? I mean, it's progressing. We heard lots of candidates talk about how they want to get rid of the private prison industry. Elizabeth Warren wants to.
Right.
I believe many other Democrats feel the same way or are leaning in that direction. Or you can just not vote Bernie Bros because your guy's not there. And you have another goddamn Republican. We can have more shit like this. You fucks.
Big news.
Yes.
Today.
Right.
A new Quinnipiac University poll.
Quinnipiac.
For the first time in the national race for Democratic presidential nomination, Bernie Sanders has taken the lead from Joe Biden.
Oh, shit.
Not good sign for the former vice president.
You know what I always think when I listen to these campaign things? I'm like, is this going to be on America's tombstone? You couldn't go with the safe guy, Joe Biden, whatever the fuck that means. So we went with the socialist. That's what Trump will say, right? But it could be the other way around.
I feel a sneeze coming on.
God bless you.
Survey shows Sanders with 25% support among Democrats and Democrat-leaning voters, up from 21% from late last month.
Right.
So a couple weeks ago, only here comes Steve.
God bless you. God bless us, everyone.
Former New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg bought his way to placed third.
Yes.
With 15% support. I'm trying not to hate on Bloomberg too much because he may end up being the nominee, and I will.
That is insane.
I will hit D so hard.
Oh yeah,
to vote for him.
Of course,
it's not even funny. But he's this bullshit. He's
the Bernie
epitome
Bros
of
will
why
not vote for him. Right?
He's the epitome of why we don't need what we don't need in politics.
Will the Bernie Bros vote for Bloomberg?
No, I'm gonna have a hard time voting for Bloomberg. But I absolutely will. Right. Hold my nose. We talked about offline over the weekend.
Crab diving offline.
I think it was Zerlina Maxwell, who's a journalist who said she's African American. Yes. She said that she talked to her neighbors, her family, people she grew up with, everybody she could think of.
Right.
Older, younger, economic statuses.
Yes.
And they all said, when it boils down to it, if it's Mayor Pete, he's a little racist-y maybe. They don't care. When it comes to Bloomberg, Stop and Frisk, he's really racist. They don't care. They think the number one, they know the black people are smart. They know the number one thing we need to do is get Donald Trump the fuck out of this White House and blow the fucking GOP out of the water with him.
We're talking about African-American voters. The evidence of that is in Alabama, right? They came out and voted for not Roy Moore.
Women.
Yes. Women, African-American voters. Doug Jones.
Saved Alabama from Senator Roy Moore.
Right. I mean, you know, guy's still running again, though.
Sure. He's not doing well, though. I mean, to its slight credit, they'll only nominate one mega corrupt asshole.
I think about this good versus evil fucking, you know, narrative we have with politics. It's like, to me, there's Donald Trump and there's everything else right now, you know? But it's weird to think the Republicans are so evil. There's so many insanely fucked up things about that party. How are we not able to understand that's the enemy? How what are we missing?
Well, we do. But the rest of them are on that side.
It's a sexism, right?
So they're not going to realize they're the enemy.
Is it about Bernie or was it about Hillary?
What part are we talking about?
Why the Bernie bros didn't come out and vote in 2020? Why didn't they come out and vote for Hillary? Was it about Bernie? Or was it about the fact that they didn't want to fucking vote for Hillary?
A little of both. I think Bernie is not great at stomping this shit out quickly. I think Bernie needs to be dragged into trying to keep his fervent followers in line.
Yeah. Sexist followers.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, those wackos.
And even then, it doesn't seem like it's, you know, he's like, we shouldn't do this. We should focus on. And then he pivots right to the Bernie points, which I agree with.
And I think, too, if you think about your far left candidates or whatever, far left, I mean, reasonable candidates. A lot of them don't want to focus on Trump because I think they think the system is the problem and Trump is a symptom.
Well, the system is a problem.
And I agree with that.
Right. That's how they get fleeced by these faux populists.
Yeah.
Who are actually fascists.
Right.
Hitler.
Yeah.
He cozied up to the socialists early on.
Yeah.
And then turned around and fucked up. Well, killed them. later on. But their early message, that's why they were the Nazi socialist party or whatever.
Right.
They were trying to woo socialists. But what they ended up with was very, very little resembling socialism.
Yeah. God, it's just, you know, I hope we can get it together. I really do.
We shall see.
Yay.
Also, let's see. We've got... Here's gooder news, though.
Gooder. More gooder.
The top six candidates right now. Sanders, Biden, Warren, Buttigieg, Klobuchar, Bloomberg.
Right.
Head-to-head versus Trump. Quinnipiac poll. I'll start at the bottom.
Okay.
The worst. That would be, who is that? That's Bloomberg.
Right.
42% Trump, 51% Bloomberg.
Wow.
Bloomberg beats him by 9.
Okay.
Amy Klobuchar beats Trump by 6, 49-43.
Damn.
Pete Buttigieg beats Trump by 4, 47-43. Elizabeth Warren, the same, 4 points, beats Trump, 48-44. Biden beats Trump 50-43, 7 points. I can do my math. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And Sanders beats Trump 51-43. Every single
Everybody's
one
winning.
Of the top six candidates
right.
is beating Trump in a national poll.
That's good.
And the sixth place right now, Bloomberg, 51-42.
Well, that's good news. You know, that's good.
So right. we shall see.
Man,
even though his approval rating is oddly at like an all-time high right now, I don't get that at all. Oh yeah, it's very strange. I think it's the win with the. I think there are really
how
you
is
know,
it win?
A couple of percentage of dummies out there who were swayed by the impeachment, and they were like, "Well, you know, we'll just see what happens if he's guilty or right. not." And now that the Senate acquitted him, well, obviously he's not guilty, so I approve of his. I approve of his policies or whatever. I mean, that's all. I don't know how to explain
he's
it.
He's not guilty. He's not guilty because the Senate, because of Mitch McConnell.
Well, yeah, but we're talking about people who don't pay attention.
Oh, yes. And they watch Fox.
How often do we bump into people or talk about it when people are just like, oh, I don't know what's going on with
all the fucking
yeah,
time.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on with that. Is there an impeachment going on or something?
All the fucking time. And those people that don't know what's going on, they're the assholes. They're just like, well, we just need to burn the whole system down to the ground and restart it.
Right. And, you know, if Bernie's the nominee, I'll vote for him. But if not, I'm just going to sit home and get high and
go
and
fuck your face.
Play Minecraft.
Right. Read a newspaper, dickheads.
Or listen to our show.
But listen to our fucking show. Wait, you are. I'm sorry.
It's true. We're yelling at people.
Right.
Listen to our show, damn it.
Mm. Are the front steps fixed?
The front steps are usable now.
Okay, good. We had some improvements to the studio over the weekend. Yeah,
capital improvement.
Right.
Although I would have gotten that cement bullshit out of there and just put a nice wooden porch there that you wouldn't have to.
Our landlord puts in one fucking cement step.
Fix one shitty.
Jesus Christ. It's she was a general contractor for a condo going
up or
something. Well, because
probably replacing
nuts.
The porch would have been $300. And
yes.
And the shitty repair job that they did. I mean, Juan did an excellent job.
Right.
Of
a
jerry-rigging.
A step.
A broken cement step, yeah.
Right. I mean, next time, I just don't think we should ever tell her about problems because it's such a fucking thing. You know? God, fuck it.
Those are your headlines, everyone.
Yay!
I've got a story here. This
Ooh.
Was, we didn't talk about this. This was actually last week, but... unsurprisingly, the Andrew Anglin, whose name you may remember as the dude who is the founder of the neo-Nazis website, The Daily Stormer.
Ooh.
Apparently posted a post on the website because, you know, they're not on a lot of social media anymore.
Yes.
The actual neo-Nazis.
Wow. You mean Facebook?
Well, I should say yet. Until Trump totally takes over and then
says,
First Amendment, you have to allow both sides.
Hey, Mark Zuckerberg, thank you so much for keeping the neo-Nazis off Facebook. That's really big of you. Yes, for now. I mean, depending on how many ads they buy, right? They buy some Facebook ads.
Apparently, it's not going well. It's not very lucrative in Nazi land right now.
Oh.
Shocking.
Wait, that is kind of shocking.
Because the post over in the Stormer is Andrew Anglin whining and bitching and moaning that people aren't sending in enough money.
Oh, shit, man.
Quote, even after I told you people the site lost $50,000 last year, fewer than 60 of you decided to send.
Oh, fuck.
Money for a total of less than $5,000.
Why didn't anybody send money?
The costs for... What is he doing over at the Stormer, by the way?
God.
The costs for January alone were more than $10,000.
At a website? He must
I don't
be...
know what's going on.
Well, I'll tell you what's going on. The guy is putting his own time into it, and he obviously values his time a fuck ton. He probably... He's billing out like $80 an hour to
I'm
himself.
I'm a $30,000 an hour consultant.
Yeah. A neo-Nazi... Are you... I'm sorry. I'm sorry. The neo-Nazi consultation business... Is it great right now?
He said it'll end up with him being the only writer on the website, and that means that the publication may no longer be able to produce its important, quote, race war section.
Well, then tweet it out, dickhead. Oh, he can't. He can't be on Twitter because he's a Nazi.
This is the only large site promoting this agenda, telling the truth about the Jews. Oh, that's not true. You've got True News is out there.
Oh, yeah, with the press with press credentials for the White House.
And attempting to save white people.
From what?
We're now shrinking an already tiny staff because we know you have tiny staffs.
Oh, yes.
We're now shrinking an already tiny staff because the overwhelming majority of the readership apparently doesn't give a shit.
Fuck you, Nazis. Hey, Nazis.
Apparently Nazis are cheap motherfuckers.
Is he really worried that he's the only writer that's going to be on the Daily Stormer? And if so, then what? I'm the only writer left on the Daily Stormer. What will happen? I don't know.
They won't crank out all that important content.
Who's reading your shit, though? Why do you need more than one neo-Nazi writer? Well, who's reading your Nazi articles, wacko? Nobody's fucking reading these things.
Some thoughts and prayers.
Are there a lot of deep thinking neo-Nazi motherfuckers?
I haven't run across a lot.
Imagine, hi, I'm a neo-Nazi. Boy, just trying to read some. There's just not enough enlightening shit out there for me to read that appeals to what I'm into.
With the coming race war.
Jeez. The thing is, the coming race war, that's like your thing, right? That's their thing.
Well,
the
yeah,
coming race
one
war.
Of sure.
So what happens if you head off the race war and it doesn't happen? Wouldn't that be what the neo-Nazis would want, to head off the race war?
Only if they win.
And what does that mean to them? Like just all Nazis?
Well, yeah, white America.
We have a white America.
Let the blacks go back to Africa. They say they don't want to kill anybody, Ryan.
We don't want
to
kill anybody.
They're just suggesting that they should be able to have a white country
and everybody
all to their very own.
They can go back to a country they've never been to before that isn't their own country. That's their reasonable solution,
right?
Well, I don't know. That seems unreasonable to me.
Well, okay.
Yes. So. I don't know.
I don't know the neo-Nazis are.
I'm just saying, how do you, I have a problem
a big
with.
Place of reason.
Well, I'm just trying.
Platonic reason thought going yeah. on there.
I'm just trying to understand the neo-Nazi consulting business. And
oh.
And this guy's a neo-Nazi.
It's a tough niche, apparently.
How many neo-Nazi writers are there?
Probably more than we need, but.
Yes.
I don't know.
I'm just saying, I don't know. And how do you find them? I mean, if you put a posting on, hi, I have a new neo-Nazi website. I'm looking for contributing authors. Where do you go for that?
Well, I guess to the Stormer. Ask if you can get his email list.
I'm trying
slap
to.
Slap that into MailChimp.
Right. The kind of dickheads that go on the Stormer and read their content, you know. I'm just thinking about the other shit they look at online. I mean, unless you have somebody there, like, teaching you how to make bombs or.
Well, they probably listen to newly Medal of Freedomed
yeah.
Rush Limbaugh.
Right. I mean, I would think the problem is neo-Nazis is all these social media platforms that you like to proliferate your hate, they're all privately owned. And I think that means if they're not into the Nazi scene, they really don't have to put your shit out there, right?
What do you mean?
Well, I mean, if Mark Zuckerberg doesn't want to put didn't want to have neo-Nazi shit on Facebook.
Right.
Well, then he doesn't have to have neo-Nazi shit on Facebook.
It's a private business. Right. You can kick him right the fuck out.
I don't know. I'm sorry. It's tough for you guys. I mean, maybe what you do with your podcast and all your bullshit content, burn it all into a CD and stand out on, say, let on the Venice boardwalk and just pass it out. Pass out your neo-Nazi bullshit. That's the only way I don't know.
I've got, it was Faithless Friday, everybody. Don't forget to download our Friday show.
Jeebus.
It's always our most popular show of the week.
That's right, Pat.
Here is Coach Dave Dobenmeyer.
Fuck you, motherfucker.
Now I have to go back and look. And didn't Coach Dave have a mustache?
I don't know.
I thought Dave had like a big 70s. Now I got to look because for some reason his face looks different. Maybe he's had some work.
Right.
Here's Coach Dave. Well, here you go. Here's, right. This is just the stylings of Coach Dave.
Damn.
I have the right to be a bigot. I have a right to. I'm going to say it again so somebody can wake up. I have a right to be a bigot. And by the way, they're the ones who are determining what bigotry really is as they walk out bigotry. And what do? They get us to cower and back up and no, defend ourselves. And I say, listen, I'm not a bigot, but I'm allowed to be one.
But I'm allowed to be one.
I'm not a bigot, but I'm allowed to be one.
God, what a baby.
Turn it on them. Turn it back on them. Why can't I be a bigot? You can be a he, she. I want to be a bigot.
Oh, God.
You could be a he, she. Wow. I can be a bigot.
So you're equating somebody's gender identity with your racism? Is that the thing?
Yeah. You know, he had that beard thing going on. He shaved it all off. I'm not losing my mind.
I want to see.
Why can't I be a bigot? You can be a he, she. I want to be a bigot. You get it?
Yeah.
They use ridicule to try to shut us down. They have ridiculed me for what comes after 72? 20s, 72. They've been 96 hours. 96 hours. They've been bombarding me, trying to do what? Trying to silence me.
What the fuck is he talking about?
I have no idea. You know, I found this with these racists and these wackos. They're tired of apologizing because they feel like they have to apologize for being white.
You know what? He kind of went national with that whole, I'm going to sue the NFL because... J-Lo made my dick drip for during the halftime. Yeah, those
J-Lo made his dick drip.
Those whorish Mexicans.
Wow, J-Lo, boy, you performed a miracle. I don't think his dick has dripped for years.
Them are Mexican?
Yes. J-Lo is Puerto Rican,
and I think Shakira is de Colombia.
Oui, I do not know.
So he made, the New York Post, minister plans to sue NFL over crotch-grabbing halftime show.
Yeah.
New York Daily News.
Yes.
Right-wing activist wants to sue NFL over sexy halftime show. So, He went national.
Right.
So I think that's what he's talking about. 96 hours of ridicule he's been receiving.
Oh, shit.
For that.
God. So that's why he shaved?
Because, you know, we're the ones who usually are playing Coach Dave clips and Right Wing Watch.
He shaved because he got a new platform.
Well, I don't know.
Likes some more exposure. He's like, wow, everybody's looking at me now in the huddle. I need to shave.
I can't tell how many people are in the huddle right now. It doesn't say on the screen.
I think put the beard back because I got to look at you. You're real creepy, Coach Dave, without that fucking beard.
It's really weird.
I've ridiculed me for what comes after 72? 20s, 72.
So he's trying to, instead of 3 days, 4 days, he's trying to do the math.
Right.
That 72 hours.
Yes.
Is 3 days.
Good God.
He's trying to do 4 days.
Why would
and he's having a hard time getting to 96.
Why is he doing the math? Why is he letting his audience watch him work out the math?
I think he's joking.
Yeah.
they've been 96 hours. 96 hours. They've been bombarding me, trying to do what? Trying to silence me.
Nobody's trying to silence you. We need the content, Dave. Nobody.
Yeah, yeah.
We're trying to silence what you're trying to do to women.
They want to shine a light on your insanity.
Right.
It's not, you're not being silenced.
Right wing watch.
Yes.
Right wing watch. We're watching you. We're broadcasting your shit. Why aren't you confident enough in your bullshit, in your message, to survive the mockery?
Right. And no one's silencing you. It's the you're right. It's the opposite of being silenced. Your voice is at your message is getting out there, and people just are learning that you're fucking insane.
They can't handle being laughed at.
Yes, that you're nuts.
This is Right Wing Watch and their Twitter feed. It's only an 11-second clip.
Yes,
but it looks like it's on the Baker set.
Okay. Oh, perfect.
Because at the bottom it says for $20 you can receive Trump and the Future of America bundle, a book and a bonus DVD for $20.
The Future of America. What? Wait, are they still selling their soup and the dehydrated bullshit?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Even with Trump in office, because if it's Trump is in office, then we don't need any of that shit, right? Because everything will be fine.
But all the forces of Satan
are
merging together to fight Trump.
You know, I forgot about Satan for a second. I'm sorry. That's my mistake.
It's 11 seconds. This is a self-proclaimed prophet, but aren't they all?
Yes. Oh, the fireman?
No, Jeremiah Johnson.
Okay.
I don't think we played this guy before. But here's a strange thing he says, but I'm only playing this because I'm hoping we hear Laurie in the background.
Oh, yeah.
It's only 11 seconds.
Jeremiah sounds familiar, that name.
What drew me to it was Jerry Falwell. You know, Jerry Falwell, interestingly enough, was one of the main figures in getting Trump elected in 2016. What?
Is that true?
Jerry Falwell died in 2007. I think he's confusing the father and the son.
I think Junior is what he meant to say. Unless, you know, the guy came back like Obi-Wan in the second.
He might have gone to visit.
In Empire Strikes Back.
The other side. Yoda.
That's true.
I usually don't play a lot of E.W. Jackson because, I mean, his shit is just so stupid.
Yeah.
E.W. Jackson, if you don't know who he is, he's a minister, Jesus wielder.
Oh, perfect. Big fan.
Actually was the Republican nominee for Lieutenant Governor of Virginia in 2013.
Fuck you.
And listen to how batshit this guy. This is, remember, Republican nominee for Lieutenant Governor of Virginia.
Damn.
In 2013.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Was he ever in?
And I think the president, frankly, is just too much of a man for them. They just don't like manhood. I mean, it's and I think that's a part of the problem too.
He's a black pastor,
yes,
who is inexplicably a Trump fan.
Who
and
doesn't,
a right wing nut job.
Right? Who doesn't like manhood?
That frankly is just too much of a man for them. They just don't like manhood. I mean. It's and I think that's a part of the problem too. The radical feminists, the homosexuals, the transgenders, whatever bizarre idea they have of who we're supposed to be, they're not putting up with men who stand tall, stand up straight, and say, "Look, this is who I am. This is what I believe. You can like it or you can lump it, but there it is."
God damn,
exactly what we say.
You could like it, you could lump it, but there it is.
That's kind of what we all say.
Yeah, yeah.
Because, you know, Obama was effete. You know, Obama was, you know.
Effete.
Obama was effete.
What was he really mean? Like, he thinks Obama was effete? Is he saying Obama's gay or weak?
No.
Does he mean weak?
Obama was, you know, I mean, he was lighting the loafers. You all remember seeing that time when he was exercising? And I mean, he, oh, brother, I mean, he looked like olive oil, you know, trying to lift a half pound weight. I'm serious. It was a bizarre thing to watch. I don't know why he allowed it to be filmed. I mean, it did not put him in a manly light.
This is insane, man. I mean, Barack Hussein Obama exercised. We know he played basketball.
Right.
He worked out. Was Obama effete because what? But why is he saying he's effete? Because he's not a big buffoon.
Don't forget, Trump is the epitome of masculinity to this guy.
Oh, yes. So anything that's not Donald Trump with a lot of these right-wing nut jobs, it's what they call effete.
Sure. If you have empathy for people.
Oh, okay. Then that's effete.
Oh, yeah, you're a big cuck.
And they would probably call that gay.
Sure.
This.
Yeah, well, the F word.
This is the dumbest. These are the dumbest people on the fucking
planet. It's the worst people.
Bottom of the barrel.
In the country have taken over. The biggest assholes growing up in school have taken over.
Right. You know, you have your issues with how Obama ran some of his shit with his presidency or what the fuck ever. But the guy was a good communicator.
Yes.
And he listened. And before he talked, before he spoke, you could see him thinking.
Oh, he thought.
He thought.
Wow.
Is thinking effete? I'm just wondering.
Well, yeah.
Is it effete?
Apparently.
It's effete to think, by the way.
I don't like to plan a lot. Well, no shit.
That's not good.
Right.
That is not good. Well, no, it's fine if you're a rich fucker. He doesn't plan a lot because he's never had to plan. The man just has money in his bank account, right. And nothing matters. Nothing matters to rich people with an endless supply of money. No, they don't fucking plan a lot.
I think this was today. Trump had a meeting with the governors. The governors were all meeting together or something. Yes. A lot of them. Here is some of the lowlights.
Yes.
Now, the virus that we're talking about having to do, you know, a lot of people think that goes away in April with the heat, as the heat comes in. Typically, that will go away in April. We're in great shape, though. We have 12 cases, 11 cases, and many of them are in good shape.
What does that mean?
I don't know.
A lot of people think it goes away in April. A lot of people want to get in the heat, you know, the heat.
This, you know, when a president is going to come out and say something about our health or this coronavirus shit, you don't want to hear like a lot of, oh, I don't know, maybe, a lot of people are saying. Can't you just come out with some fucking facts? This guy is impossible.
Well, wait. Here is what he's really been waiting for.
Yes.
And this one, if Jeff Bosessions didn't hate him so much, Jeff Bosesh would be
right
twirling Trump's pubic hairs.
Oh, geez.
Between his little tiny elf fingers right now for this. Listen to this one. This isn't authoritarian at all.
Right.
Saying criminal in China for drugs, by the way, means that's serious. They're getting a maximum penalty. And you know what the maximum penalty is in China for that. And it goes very quickly. It's interesting where you have Singapore, they have very little drug problem. Where you have China, they have very little drug problem. States with a very powerful death penalty on drug dealers.
Drug dealers.
He's saying they have very little drug problem.
Kill them.
Well, there's no transparency.
Kill them.
So you don't know what the problem is.
Right.
If here's a list of people to kill.
Very powerful death penalty.
There's no justice system over there. I mean,
states with a very powerful death penalty on drug dealers don't have a drug problem. I don't know that our country is ready for that, but
he just shrugged like, you know, oh, well, sad.
You know what this guy is going to do? He's going to make it the war on drugs 2.0, right? So his war on drugs, it's not three strikes, you're out. His war on drugs is, well, we'll kill you.
Well, is he talking
capital
about
capital punishment?
Is he talking about the CEO of Big Pharma?
No.
Those drug dealers?
No, no. Those
are they
going to
be executed? Or the
what about rich white people?
The rich doctors prescribed all that oxy in the middle of nowhere in fucking Kentucky and West Virginia.
So will someone like, say, a Rush Limbaugh, who acquires oxy illegally by shopping for doctors, will he be subject to the death penalty? Is this what he means? Oh, yeah.
No, his cleaning lady, who he sent, his maid, right?
Yeah, this idiot's going to go out
and pick up his oxy.
Yeah, he's going to tell his fucking base that the new war on drugs is going to be, if you're caught dealing drugs, you're going to be put to death. And that's what, and then he's going to say, because if we don't do this, you know, he's scaring the mouth breathers.
Problem. I don't know that our country is ready for that. But if you look throughout the world, the countries with a powerful death penalty with a fair but quick trial, they have very little, if any, drug problem.
Fair but quick.
Yeah, let the police decide.
It's fair.
Like Duterte.
Yes. But if something is fair, it's fair, period. It's not it's fair, but.
Fair but quick.
That means it's not fair then, right? It's fair. But it's also quick. It's just fair, right?
I do have to say, I am liking Bloomberg's ads. And
yes.
The reports are that Bloomberg's ads are making Trump crazy because Bloomberg bought ad time on Fox and Friends.
Oh, shit.
Even the whores over at Fox aren't going to prevent his ads from running when he's going to spend money.
Right. What's the purpose of that? Is he trying to convert Fox?
Oh, I think he's trolling Trump.
I think so too, right?
100%.
Yeah.
Here's I don't know how much audio this is in this ad, but here's a Bloomberg ad.
Ask not what your country can do for you.
It was all...
Bullshit, he said.
What you can do for your country.
Knock the crap out of them, would you?
Their cause must be our cause, too.
I could stand in the middle of Fifth Avenue and shoot somebody, and I wouldn't lose any voters.
And we shall overcome.
As soon as we left, they knocked the out of everybody.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
Build that wall. Build that wall.
Americans are generous and strong and decent, not because we believe in ourselves.
I'd like to punch him in the face.
But because we hold beliefs beyond ourselves.
Grab him by the future doesn't belong to the faint-hearted.
This is the crap we have to put up with?
It belongs to the brave.
I never want to be called loser. I'm asking you to believe. Not in my ability to bring about change, but in yours.
How about if I take his money... But in the end, I screw him and don't do anything for him.
Let's bring presidential back. Text Mike to 80510.
Hey, Mike, why don't you say let's just bring presidential back and stop running, dude? Don't you feel like Mike Bloomberg is running because he doesn't want Elizabeth Warren to get elected?
Yes, or Bernie.
It's about the money.
Probably a lot of it, yeah. And he believes that they're going too much to the left, and they're going to scare away all the Trumpian drool cuppers.
It's a shame because it's these moderates. They're trying to scare people into saying, okay, they're the only people that can beat Trump, and Bernie, they're doing the same fucking thing. I don't know.
We'll see what happens after New Hampshire.
Yeah.
And we shall see.
A primary is such a bad idea for a time like now. It's not helpful. You have a bunch of candidates that are very similar. We just spend this whole time highlighting insane differences. It's nuts when the enemy's Donald Trump. It's crazy.
Oh, God, a reporter asked, I don't know if you can hear it.
Mr. President, what do you say to your GOP critics who say that you lead a cult?
Chuck just keeps quiet. walking. Keeps walking. What do you say to your GOP critics who claim you are a leader of a cult?
Right. I don't. He is.
I'm just going to keep walking.
Critics. He would say, wait, someone's calling me a cult leader as a criticism?
That's bad.
That's what I'm shooting for. Right. That's not a criticism.
They're crowing about these jobs and everything, but
yay,
sane people are doing the maths.
Oh no, they're looking at evidence and facts and shit like that.
We know that those on the right hate facts and math and science and shit,
right?
Which is why it's very dangerous for Andrew Yang to wear that math pin or that math hat.
Ooh, yes.
What are you doing? Wearing that math hat. What does that
Fuck
mean?
You.
What does that mean?
Math.
Trump's first 3 years.
Yes.
Created 1.5 million fewer jobs than Obama's last 3 years.
Now, wait a second. You said fewer.
Yes.
So he didn't create more.
Correct.
Fewer is not more.
Yes.
Just making sure I understand.
Newly revised figures from Trump's own Department of Labor.
Okay.
Show that 6.6 million new jobs were created in the first 36 months of Trump's tenure, compared with 8.1 in the final 36 months of Obama's, a decline of 19%.
Oh, shit. Damn. A 19% decline.
Right.
So that means there's 20% less ish. 19% less went down.
this dude is a top economic advisor, once to the late Senator John McCain.
Right.
Said, I'm not a big fan of jobs numbers as a metric of success.
Oh, okay. I'm not a big fan.
What does Trump talk about? Jabs, 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 jabs.
Yeah, yeah. Well, Trump is a big fan of that metric.
Because we could be at full employment.
Yes.
And if wages are shit, it doesn't mean anything.
It means, you know what it means? It means people are more stressed and they're working more and they're trying to.
They're wage slaves.
And meanwhile, somebody in Kansas
is going to jail.
Not only.
Their kid has leukemia.
Their credit's ruined and now they get to go to jail.
Right.
That's insane. That's stupid.
And these people were white. Imagine what a black family would experience in Kansas.
Well, I mean,
paying their bills. Ferguson.
Eric Holder, right? He did that audit.
We found out Ferguson was exactly that. It was going after targeting black people.
Yes.
And with minor offenses and knowing they can't pay them, just to keep racking up more and more money, higher and higher, till you get to the point where they threw them in jail.
Yeah. Right, because it's the same thing. It's a failure to appear or something like that based on some bullshit citation.
There you go. When you see them crowing about these jobs numbers.
Yeah.
Trump one time said, laughingly, they're like, well, wait a second. These are the jobs numbers that you said were bullshit when Obama talked about them, but now they're all accurate. And he goes, well, that was Obama. Wink, wink.
I know I'm lying. That's what he said.
Right.
I know I'm lying, but my base is too stupid and too racist to give a fuck.
Yeah.
They don't give a fuck. They think I'm anointed by Jeebus. They don't need the mass or the evidence, you know.
A few more minutes here on the big show. We do this every goddamn weekday, 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5 to 7 Eastern.
That's right, Pat.
I'm feeling very congested.
Yes. Okay.
Just putting it out there if I sound like the odd or the normal.
Right.
Speaking of Fox News.
Yes.
Air quotes.
Ooh.
Around the news part.
Right.
The Daily Beast had a story.
Yes.
That came out, I think it was over the weekend. Late last week.
Yes.
This is amazing.
Okay.
In documents obtained by the Daily Beast, they found out that the research team over at Fox News, you know, they somewhere there really is a legitimate news organization in there.
Right.
Of people working behind the scenes that aren't Judge Jeanine vomiting not shit that aren't Lou Dobbs.
They're not evil
feverishly masturbating in the corner to Trump speeches.
Feverishly. I've jacked myself off into a favor.
Lou Dobbs. But so in these documents, Fox's research team advises colleagues to be wary of disinformation.
Okay.
From several of the Trump boosting on air regulars.
So pro Trump guests.
Disinformation. That's lying. So that's not misinformation, which is you're leaving stuff out. You're not. This is disinformation, which is a nice way of saying
liars.
These are lying fuckwads. Top of the heap, Rudolph Giuliani. This is memo from the research department of Fox.
Right.
That tells the talent, be careful when you have these guys on. They're lying.
But why?
And John Solomon.
Yes.
That guy from The Hill that helped start all of this. That writer at The Hill that is the one that got Rudy all frothed up over this Ukraine stuff. John Solomon is the one who started writing these lies at The Hill.
You know what's crazy to me is there's a research department and a news organization with a memo saying to on-air talent, these people that you have on regularly are lying to you most of the time, so be careful when you have them on. How about they're lying? Why are we having them on regularly?
It's Fox.
That's insane. That memo would never happen in MSNBC, right? Because those people wouldn't be on.
The document openly questions Fox News contributor John Solomon's credibility, accusing him of playing an, quote, indispensable role in a Ukrainian disinformation campaign.
Jesus.
The document also accuses frequent Fox News guest Rudy Giuliani of amplifying disinformation as part of an effort to oust former ambassador to Ukraine, Marie Yovanovitch.
So this warning that their research department issued, what, okay, I'm Steve Ducey or whoever the fuck.
Hello, good morning, everybody. I just received, it's 162 pages.
The memo?
162 page document entitled Ukraine, Disinformation and the Trump Administration.
Guys, who writes a memo to Steve Ducey and it's like, most of the people you have on that you're sucking their dick all the time, they're lying to you, so be careful. This is insane.
It also says that it goes after Fox News guests Victoria Tensing and Joe DiGenova. Those are those two lawyers. Of Trump's.
Oh, yes.
Both ardent Trump boosters. It says they spread disinformation. This is all of the people that were the loudest and the main foundation at that network of the idiots starting this whole Ukraine hoax of it wasn't the Russians, it was the Ukrainians. Yes. All at the behest of Uncle Nipples.
God, so like, if you hear this information, yes.
I smell Putin cum.
Oh, yeah. Let's say you're a cable company, right? And you carry Fox News.
Okay.
So if you read this story, the cable company, I'd call up Fox and I'd say, hey, I heard this story and it sounds like you guys maybe aren't news anymore. And we're going to recategorize you based on this because you're not news. If you have people that, if they're featuring guests regularly that are lying and they know they're liars and there's memos at the company saying, hey, these people are lying, be careful. What are you supposed to be careful of exactly? If they're always lying, to not let them continue to lie to you?
So this book, 162 pages, was created by Fox News senior political affairs specialist Brian Murphy, who produces news, who produces research from what's known as the network's Brain Room, the newsroom division of researchers who provide information, data, and topic guides for the network's programming. The research is especially critical of Solomon, former opinion columnist at The Hill, whose opinion pieces about Ukraine made unsubstantiated claims about the government interfering in the 2016 election. He also, these pieces at The Hill, according to the Daily Beast here, are what fueled Rudy Giuliani's efforts to dig up dirt in Ukraine.
God, it's just so fucked up. Russia is in our government. Russia is in Fox News. Russia is in everything.
So this document rips Solomon apart.
Yes.
Solomon is portrayed on Sean Hannity's show as a crusading investigative reporter.
Crusading.
Meanwhile, from the briefing book, quote, John Solomon played an indispensable role in the collection and domestic publication of elements of this disinformation campaign.
The guy is selling people a bill of goods. That's bullshit.
And this is Fox News.
And he's lying.
Internal people saying, you know, this whole thing, it's a lie.
Why are there internal people bothering, though?
It's a lie.
What is their deal?
Because they're real news people who are there to get the facts.
Right.
These are the people who probably worked for Shep Smith. And,
yeah.
and work for Chris.
Oh, I know who you're talking about.
Not Chris Matthews. Chris. No. On Sunday. Anyway.
Damn.
I'll think of it in a second. But
they know they're lying. They know it's lies.
In fact, this memo urges Fox News employees to focus on the wide range of journalistic misdeeds from Solomon.
Holy shit.
If you have him on, make sure you focus on his misdeeds. Meanwhile, Hannity is sinking both hands into a tub of lard to double fist pump this guy.
Well, and also these researchers are acting like they're on the same side as these personalities. When in fact, like, Lou Dobbs is just interested in pushing Trump's agenda no matter what.
Right, right.
So they don't give a fuck about what these research people say.
From the Daily Beast, despite Solomon's rep for questionable claims, he continued to be a fixture on Fox News, even as the impeachment inquiry witness, Lieutenant Colonel Alexander Vindman, testified that all the elements of the columnist's supposed Ukraine reporting were false.
Wow. Boy, that's crazy, man. How did the memo leak? How did that leak?
This is from Fox. Who the hell knows? I mean, if they sent it out to everybody, it's 160 pages. Jeez. Or they sent it out.
Steve Doocy gets 160 pages.
The guy who wrote the 162 pages is probably like, fuck this. I'm sending this out so that everybody knows that there are real people
yeah.
with integrity that work at Fox.
Right.
Deep down somewhere.
Yes. Damn.
But the news people allegedly hate all these other. They hate Tucker. They hate Hannity. They hate Judge Jeanine. They think it makes the channel look bad. Golly. Why?
Well, yes, it makes the channel look bad. You guys ushered in Hitler.
Yeah.
You got Trump elected. You are bad. You don't look bad. You are bad. God, it's just like it's all the corruption and all the lies are just out there in the open. They're like laid out on blankets at a fucking yard sale. You can see every little motherfucking thing.
Yeah.
And still, I see people bitching about the DNC. Oh, good.
The Chris Wallace.
Right. Yeah, I can picture the guy.
Came to me. So there you go.
Yeah.
Fox, a Fox News memo.
Because if you're
after all these assholes.
I mean, if you're a guy, if you're a journalist and you're researching shit, it's got to be weird. You have any shred of integrity. How do you just contribute to something that's just not real?
Listen to this. Those two idiots, Geneva and Tensing, the married pair of Washington lawyers.
Yes.
Trump pudlickers.
Right.
That's not, I'm not reading that.
That's
my own commentary.
Okay.
It's not in the Daily Beast.
Perfect.
The Daily Beast says, the pair were regularly deployed by Fox hosts like Hannity, Lou Dobbs, and Tucker Carlson to criticize the Democrats' impeachment inquiry and attack Fox News analysts who questioned the president's actions. Remember when they went after Shep?
Yes.
DeGeneva briefly stopped appearing on Fox after spewing on air the anti-Semitic trope that liberal billionaire George Soros controls the U.S. State Department.
Oh, my God.
Though he and his wife have altogether ceased appearing on the network since December, so they haven't had them on since December.
And listen, from what I gather in the news, you know who's controlling our State Department at times? It's Rudy Giuliani, Vladimir Putin, some dude named Lev, and Igor.
This document cites that during their many Fox appearances about the unfolding Ukraine scandal,
yes,
DeGeneva and Tensing failed to note that they were at the same time working for the billionaire Firtash.
Oh,
the
shit.
The Russian gazillionaire.
Oh, my gosh. Well,
who is attempting to avoid extradition to the United States.
Is that a conflict of interest?
They just didn't say anything.
Oh, jeez. What's Rachel Maddow's book where she talks about that guy, Firtash?
Oh, I can't think of the name of her book, yeah. But go to crabdiving.com/Amazon.
Go look for that book and buy it.
Crabdiving.com/Audible. I would assume she does the audio version.
Yeah.
I would think.
It would be weird if she didn't.
Yeah. Maybe she gets somebody funny.
Right. Maybe she has Lawrence O'Donnell do it.
Oh, yeah. Scott Baio.
What about? That's perfect.
The document notes omissions by Hannity. Shocker.
Yes.
Who frequently had Solomon, Tensing, DeGeneva, and Giuliani on his show.
God, they just want their agenda out there.
The memo notes that the primetime star continued to refer to Solomon as an investigative reporter, even as The Hill explicitly switched his label to be opinion.
Shit. I mean, you know, if Fox News is just going to put out these blowhards and just sit there with their thumb up their ass.
Right.
Well, they let people just come on their show and lie. Why do we allow them to be called news in the TV guide? Fuck that.
It also dings Hannity for failing to mention in segments featuring Tensing and DeGeneva about an affidavit filed on behalf of Firtash that the pair were working for the oligarch Firtash at the same time. So they were even talking about the Firtash situation.
Yes.
Without disclosing that they are Firtash's his legal team.
That's insane. That's crazy. And they were representing him.
And they're spewing their legal opinions on Hannity. Well, this obviously is illegal. This is obviously.
You know, obviously what happens is Vladimir Putin is like, here's a narrative I need out there in America.
Right.
I'm going to send this idiot on to Hannity, and Hannity better do it or else I have fucking compromise on him. Who knows?
So that was, I thought that was interesting. Fox News document.
That's crazy,
in itself,
man.
162 page document about disinformation. Rudy.
So that's a good story, though, right? That means that someone in Fox gives a shit enough to...
And hates those other people.
Yeah.
Hate Hannity. Hate Tucker Carlson.
Do you think...
Laura Ingraham.
Oh, yes. What a fucking nightmare. It's crazy. It's a news organization that's spreading lies that just said in a report that they're spreading lies.
Yes.
That's a fucking, that might be the craziest story all week.
Being warned by their own research department, don't have these people on because everything they're saying is bullshit.
Their research department, right? So that at a news organization would infer that the journalists have proven that what the news that they're reporting is bullshit. That's wild.
And in fact, today over at Media Matters, there's another story. The headline says Fox knows exactly what it's doing by promoting Giuliani's Ukraine disinformation.
Oh my God. Of course. Well, of course they do. Of course they know what they're doing, right?
Right. The Daily Beast published a bombshell story Thursday revealing the existence of an internal briefing book.
Yes. I mean, if they didn't know what they were doing, you got to be impressed. They just inadvertently got a fucking fascist elected.
And by the way, this book isn't new. This was months ago.
Oh, my God.
This memo that came out. So this story is essentially saying, look what Fox has done since then. They've had Rudy. They've had DeGeneva up until like December.
Right. And so all these lawyers are just putting out all these fucking narratives to help their client.
Yeah.
On Fox News.
And on their Fox dime. Has them on and they purport to be legal experts blowing apart the ridiculous Democrat.
Yeah. Well, didn't Fox have
talking
on
points.
An admiral or a general that wasn't that? Didn't we do a story a long time ago? They had on a fake, like, you know, naval officer or something, like a guy. That
oh, they
wasn't
found out a guy. Yeah,
admiral.
Yeah. He had some like Swedish, some Swedish Navy or something. And the Swedes were like, right? Oh, he's not one of ours.
We don't know that guy. The Swedish Navy isn't that big. We know all our admirals. I've never heard of that guy.
And unsurprisingly, he had a anti-immigrant. Some take on I think it was.
By the way, that makes sense. Some random Swedish official. Sure, I'm sure they're very racist.
Just this past weekend, Giuliani raved on Fox about unverified claims Ukrainians have made to him. Waving documents around, he claimed proved Democratic corruption.
Damn!
None of which, by the way, Fox has independently verified.
Yes.
In a Saturday night interview... Sunday morning appearance on Sunday Morning Futures on Fox. Saturday night, he was on the hard-hitting journalism of Waters World. Jesse
Waters?
Waters.
Oh, God. I was at some place the other night, and Fox was on the restaurant in Waters World. It's so gross. His face is gross.
I want to prove what happened because I believe if we prove what happened, he will be totally vindicated. I can take it back to January of 2016. A possibility the whistleblower was there.
Right.
NSC meeting.
See, now they're trying to bring the whistleblower down. Rudy, meanwhile, is rocking the same weird makeup only on the front of his face.
Just like Trump?
Is this a thing? Do they? What's going on?
I think what happens is that it's hard to get that face on all the time, and sometimes they fuck up and they're sloppy.
It's very weird.
They don't blend it. Why don't they blend it?
And Rudy, let out the unbutton when you sit down because you're too fat to.
Yeah.
Right now, you're that button on his.
Is he still dying?
Jacket
his hair?
Is screaming in pain. No.
Wasn't that a thing with him? Wasn't he dyeing his eyebrows?
Oh, it was jet
hair?
Black.
Right.
That must have been like some temporary or something, because it's back to being like grayish, like weirdish gray.
Oh, shit.
Jesse Waters is using a pretty dark number
on
the bottle.
Oh, really?
Including his eyebrows.
Waters World. God, how can you live with yourself and you're supposed to be the comedy guy on Fox.
He married intern that he was fucking.
Oh, that's
right.
He was
cheating with
yes.
his wife or something.
Hey, it's Waters World. Who wants the third?
Producer. She might have been a producer. I said intern. Okay. I don't know. I she might have been higher up on the
Be careful over there at Waters World, boy.
The amount of crimes the Democrats commit in Ukraine were astounding.
Name them. They were astounding.
If there were a document about you or me like this, and he's holding up a piece of paper, he's waving a piece of paper around. He's got the goods on Joe Biden on a piece of paper, and right. All he's doing is waving it around.
It's just a piece of paper.
If there were a document about you or me like this, I think we'd be in jail by now.
Oh, it's whataboutism.
When are you gonna show us what's on there?
Wait for my podcast. If there was evidence that Hillary Clinton, that, I don't know, Nancy Pelosi exactly. did some bad shit on the paper that you're waving around, they'd be in jail.
We'd
know about it.
It'd be skywriting.
What are you waiting on? What are they waiting on?
It's just so crazy. It's so crazy. And then, did you hear? I don't have this story. I gotta look for it. Lindsay.
Yes. Lindsey
Graham,
right?
Said something.
Yes. You know, Lindsey has that thing going on with the tanning shit too, right? Is he one of these guys that tans, or does Lindsey actually?
Well, I think he's better. He's got better people, or he works a bronzing brush better.
Oh, does he?
Than okay. Trump.
Well, good for you.
Lindsay was on, I think it was on fucking Fox News or something.
Yes.
And, oh, here it is. He was asked about this, you know, Rudy.
Right.
Rudy running around getting all this dirt, all this shit, all this info on Joe Biden.
Right.
And, Lindsey Graham, I'm trying to find the audio so I don't have to do my Lindsey imitation.
Lindsey, well, I like your Lindsey imitation, you know? The listeners, I think, what they like Trump, they like your Trump best, and then it's Rudy.
Rudy.
And then maybe Lindsey.
I think I've heard compliments, of my, all of which are so bad.
Right.
I don't have, oh, here we go.
I want to ask you as well, because you have served in the U.S. Air Force. You are a military lawyer, a JAG.
Mm-hmm. Wait, that's not the one. She asked him if getting rid of Vindman was justified.
Right.
And Lindsay said, yes, because he was a part of a broader plot against the president by FBI agents, CIA agents, and DOJ lawyers.
See, I think this is better than hearing Lindsay. Or we just heard Lindsay.
Well, I want to get the clip that I'm specifically talking about here when he says,
I guarantee you gave it a better read,
that there is a process.
Yes.
Oh God, listen to this.
Yeah.
Tell us what you're going to do.
Yeah. I'm going to give a list of witnesses to the Department of Justice that I want to call. It's going to be the case agent. I want to find out how this thing got so screwed up. Why didn't they tell about the Russian source who said, you know, the dossier is not reliable.
That's
how
right.
could it be possible that it never goes up to the top? I don't believe. I want to know what Obama knew about this investigation.
There we go.
But I think we kind of knew.
I want to call Rosenstein, Sally Yates, Comey, McCabe. All the people that worked on this case. Imagine if they tell Lindsey Graham to get fucked when he issues a subpoena. Imagine the squealing that's going to go on in the Senate.
You know, this is the right.
And Trump is going to order. Trump's going to order the National Guard to come out and round these people out.
It's like the white supremacists got their guy after we had a black president. And they'll be goddamned if you're going to take this guy from them. That's what this is. This is Lindsey saying, oh, yeah, you're going to come for Donald Trump? You're going to come for our guy? Well, we're going to come for your guys. This is crazy.
So at some point, I can't find the exact clip, but at some point, he says that, quote, Barr told me they've created a process that Rudy could give information and they would see if it's verified.
Oh my gosh. So, wow. So Rudy could just get information.
So the story was that came out as, you know, there's some weird pipeline now that Rudy, running around, flitting around Europe, gathering all this dirt on Joe Biden from really corrupt Putin allies.
Yes.
In the Ukrainian government.
Right.
And kicked out of the Ukrainian government. These are the people he's hanging with.
This is the
corruption. To get the dirt on Biden.
Yes. To get the dirt on Joe Biden, it doesn't fucking exist.
Right.
It's nuts.
But Barr said something really vague when he was asked about it. He said, we had established an intake process in the field so that any information coming in from Ukraine could be carefully scrutinized by the department so that we could address its provenance, including information from Mr. Giuliani.
Oh my
so basically
God.
He's saying, look, we get all kinds of information.
Right.
Rudy's is going on the pile.
Shit.
It doesn't necessarily sound like Mr. Barr is, you know, having nightly FaceTime
with Rudy.
With Rudy.
But you know, Barr is that weird Opus Dei guy, right?
Well, yeah, I'm not saying
Yeah, so I wonder what his agenda is in all this. What he wants.
Former guest of the show.
Yes.
Roger Stone.
Oh, we haven't heard from this guy in a while.
Prosecutors have asked a federal judge to sentence Roger Stone to 7 to 9 years in prison.
Oh, shit.
For lying to Congress and witness tampering during the Russia investigation.
Damn.
Roger Stone obstructed Congress's investigation into Russian interference in the 2016 election, lied under oath, tampered with a witness. When his crimes were revealed by the indictment in this case, he displayed contempt for the court and the rule of law. For that, he should be punished in accord with the advisory guidelines.
7 to 9 years.
The recommended sentence is 87 months to 108, which is 7 to 9 years.
Wow. Well, Roger, don't worry about it. Donald Trump will pardon you.
Oh, undoubtedly. He's scheduled to be sentenced next week.
Oh, wow.
After being found guilty on all 7 charges.
How long after Roger, like, how does the pardon process work? Roger Stone gets sentenced and then right away he can say, oh, I pardon you?
Yes. we could do it now.
Oh, shit.
But I'll probably wait for him to be convicted and then pardon him.
Right. Why doesn't he do it now and save Roger Stone money? On legal costs and shit.
I guess they're waiting to see what the sentence is going to be.
Yeah. It's all theater.
Because if it's, you know, he's been pleading, I'm old. I won't do well in prison. Wah. I'm white. I'm rich.
Yeah. And Donald Trump will say, hey, Roger Stone was a good man. You know, victim of a witch hunt. That's why I'm going to pardon the guy.
Well, yeah, that's why I think a lot of these guys he's going to pardon, because he feels now it's all vindicated. The Russia thing was a complete and utter hoax. It was all Biden.
Right.
And Obama secretly, you know, Lindsay, I want to know what Obama knew about this.
I mean, is that a legit reason to pardon somebody?
Of course not.
I mean, how are we allowed this? So
the president has broad powers to pardon. There's no...
Right.
Checks and balances on that.
So he can lie, he can cheat, and he can do all this fucking bullshit. And then the people that did it for him, he just pardons him.
Didn't Bill Clinton pardon his brother? Or commute a sentence for his brother or something to do with his brother? I thought there was something that was like, okay.
I mean, I'm sure it's child's play compared to this.
We'll be back tomorrow, everybody, 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5 to 7.
That's right, Pat.
Thanks for helping us.
Right. That's right, Shelby.
Here.
Well, the dog has really calmed down in the last, you know, hour or so.
She has. She's mellowed out a little bit.
Thank you.
We appreciate it.
Right. I appreciate that, Shelby. I'm in the studio with no socks, so I'm vulnerable.
James Carville has been out in the news, angry and pissed and upset that he's had to leave his nice, quiet life.
Damn!
And have to come back out and yell at the Democrats, what the fuck are you doing?
Yes.
There's a rant that he had last week that went viral from MSNBC.
Yes.
Sorry, my nose is.
Is he frustrated with the Democrats because he feels like they're fucking it up during this primary?
Yes.
And they're going after each other rather than focusing on the enemy, Donald Trump?
Yes.
Is that his point? Well, I understand
that. One of
his
points, yeah.
The enemy's Donald Trump.
His diatribe was taking place against the backdrop of the Iowa Fuckfest.
Yes.
He says he's scared to death. He says, look, the turnout in the Iowa caucus was below what we expected, what we wanted. Trump's approval rating is probably as high as it's been. This is very bad. Now it appears the party can't even count votes. What the hell am I supposed to think?
Yeah.
I'll just say it this way. The fate of the world depends on the Democrats getting their shit together and winning in November. We have to beat Trump. And so far, I don't like what I see. I see a lot of people, and a lot of people I talk to feel the same way.
He didn't like how the Iowa caucus went. Same. It's nuts.
They say, what's gone wrong? Who's responsible? He says, I don't know. We just had an election in 2018. We did great. We talked about everything we needed to talk about, and we won. Now it's like we're losing our damn minds. Someone's got to step their game up here. In 2018, Democrats recruited really strong candidates, really qualified candidates. And the party said, this is what we're going to talk about. We're going to keep talking about it. And you know what happened? We fucking won. We didn't get distracted. We didn't get deflected.
Oh, shit. Gosh.
Because
it is disturbing, like that, you know, you watch Donald Trump at the State of the Union. It was a giant fuck you. He gave Rush Limbaugh the Medal of Freedom. And then on the flip side, it's the Democrats can't pull off a caucus.
He was saying the Democrats need to become a majoritarian party, that they are. They need to bring everybody into the fold.
Right.
We have candidates on the debate stage talking about open borders and decriminalizing illegal immigration. They're talking about doing away with nuclear energy and fracking. You got Sanders talking about letting criminals and terrorists vote from jail cells. Doesn't matter what you think about any of that or if there are good arguments. Talking about that is not how you win a national election. It's not how you become a majoritarian party. Quote, for fuck's sake, we've got Trump at Davos talking about cutting Medicare, and no one in the party has the sense to plaster a picture of him up there sucking up to the global elites. Talking about cutting taxes on them while he's talking about cutting Medicare back home.
But don't you think that if the candidates, if the Democratic candidates made the election about beating Donald Trump, what he's talking about would happen?
And this fucking budget Trump came out with cuts the fuck out of Medicare and Social Security. I mean, they'll never, you know, these budgets are a joke from the presidents. They never see the light of day. I don't know what the fuck it's about. Everybody's
right.
How about, this is ridiculous of me. How about everybody from the White House, from the Senate and the House,
yes,
get together and work on a budget, and then that they can all be happy with. Not Trump puts out his dream jerk off fantasy for all the rich people and the racists.
Oh yeah.
Budget. And the House puts out their dream liberal budget. The Senate doesn't do shit.
It's a bad system.
Because they're not doing anything right now except rubber stamping judges.
And so the Republicans, they put out their white wet dream budget.
Right.
And they can use that to campaign on.
But then Trump will say, well, my new budget has more money for the wall and more for defense. But you're cutting Medicare and Social Security, which you promised you would not touch. There's a tweet from the other day who says, I promise we will not touch your Medicare in fiscal 2021.
Which means I am going to, in
fact, fiscal 2022.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
Right?
Yes. Well, when he says I'm not going to touch your Medicare, that means I'm going to touch your Medicare.
Of course. And the budget they put out today slashes Medicare and Social Security benefits while keeping the tax cuts on the rich
Why can't people just why
and cutting other food stamp programs and stuff like that? Because, you know, it's the poor people that are bankrupting us, not the fact that we slashed our revenues by letting the rich pay less and less.
So
less
you would think that isn't that, but doesn't that fall into Elizabeth Warren's message? You know, isn't that in like Bernie Sanders' wheelhouse? I mean, why aren't they talking about that? Why aren't they talking about that? When he says he's cutting Medicare, that means I'm taking money from poor people. That's what that means.
Yes. Old people.
Yes.
That love Medicare, even the non-poor ones. It's even if you're retiring and you're okay comfortably, it's still nice when you're getting old to not have to go bankrupt.
Yeah.
Because of your ongoing medical bills.
The truth is, people have to sell off assets if they have assets of their whole fucking lives if they get sick.
Not the rich.
Oh, fuck no.
Because they buy the best premium insurance there is out there.
Well, that's available to you.
And it gets covered. Oh, that is available.
The Republicans say, right?
Right.
Here's a plan. The $1 million deductible. Why don't you buy it?
So there you go. There's our,
yes,
our little
perfect
commie moment.
Right.
Yeah, socialism.
Yes. Socialism is good.
Well, right. Yeah. I think it's going to be one of the main. We need to get that word out.
Yes.
For this next election, because it's going to be all about that. If Biden's not the nominee, first of all, I'm going to stop this. I'm going to pontificate. First of all, if Biden's not the nominee, all this Ukraine stuff's going to go away.
Right.
On the right. Rudy is not going to care fuck all about Joe Biden's corruption. Suddenly, Rudy is going to be investigating if Pete Buttigieg ever went to a gay bar and gave a hand job to a guy.
They're just going
to
pivot, right?
Yeah, exactly.
And you think they have a plan?
Pardon me. They're going to keep fighting corruption in Ukraine.
Well, Putin
has
a plan, right?
I'm sure that's going to be their number one fight, is to fight corruption in Ukraine from now on.
Does Putin have a file on everybody running for president with dirt? Oh, bullshit like that, of course.
All right. 2 to 4 tomorrow, 5 to 7 on the Eastern Coast. We're on your favorite podcasting app, always at crabdiving.com. Yay. Brian's going to be doing some stand-up comedy soon. Find out where and when. Go to his Twitter feed, his Instagram, his Facebook page, his Rated R Comedy, or go to his website for his schedule, RatedRComedy.com.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter or Instagram at Vile Experience. Oh, so freaking Vile.
Have a great fucking evening, everybody. Let's do it again tomorrow.
TT.
Right-wing and bitter, clinging, proud clingers of our guns, our God, our in our religions, in our Constitution. Tell us that we're not red enough. Yeah, coming from the establishment, right.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook, facebook.com/crabdiving, and on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.